Today we are going to read from the first book of Moses, Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 17. I read from NASB, New American Standard Bible, verse 10. Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and spent the night there because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place. He had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and your descendant. Your descendant will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west, to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and in your descendant, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. I did not know it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. What a great scene, great event we just read today. Jacob, the name in English, James, means deceiver, cheater, theft. Because that's what he wanted from his twin brother, to take firstborn son's place, even in the womb of his mother, Rebecca. But he couldn't. But by God's grace, God predestined it. Esau should serve younger brother Jacob, because God loved Jacob and hated Esau while they were infants in their mother's womb. Before they did anything wrong or right, God predestinated to be so for both brothers. But Jacob, knowing God's promise while he was in his mother's womb to be greater than his twin brother, elder brother Esau, yet he stole firstborn son's birthright from his brother Esau. And he made his brother really angry at him, even to the point of almost trying to kill him. Jacob, he's on the run, excuse me, to save his life. already he's 40 years old. Could have been establishing himself apart from his aging 100 years old father Isaac. But here he is on the run to save his own life. From Beersheba, far south of Canaan, to the place today, Lot, a changed Bethel, house of God, around 80 miles north from the Beersheba he departed, where his father lived. So could be around 4 days road trip he arrived here, and the sun set. So we think around 10 hours walk with some weighted bag with him, about 20 miles per day he traveled. Around 4 days later he arrived here, and then he slept. The dream. What is a dream? Dream is from God. Nobody on earth can control his or her dream. Totally outside of us. Whatever the cause, that can be still out of our control once we fall to sleep. God caused Jacob to have a dream. God appeared. But amazingly, unlike Prophet Isaiah's vision, God stood, not sitting on his great throne. God stood, not upon his heavenly place. On top of great ladder. The ladder was touching the place where Jacob lie down. And the other top is touching heaven. And Lord stood, Yahweh stood on top of that ladder. It's a very unique place Yahweh stood. And Yahweh, you know, laterally, one-sidedly, without being requested by Jacob. Jacob never have dreamt of that kind of dream. Yahweh told him, I am Yahweh, the God of your father, Abraham, actually grandfather, and the father, the God of your father, Isaac. The land on which you lie tonight, I will give it to you and your descendants. Let's pay attention to the word descendants. In English translation, we have a plural, but actually in Hebrew, it's seed, third person, singular, male. Seed. Once again, God said, your descendants, second time, seed will also be like the dust of the earth. And you will spread out to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. In you and in your third time descendant seed shall all families of the earth will be blessed. Three times Lord spell out your seed. The same seed the Lord promised to Adam and his wife when they hid from the presence of God under the tree. Genesis 3:15 to old serpent, Lord promised, but Adam and his wife heard that. Woman, the seed will crush your head. Satan's head, Satan's power is broken. Of all human race, that was the promise. And to Abraham, Genesis 12:3, in you, Abraham, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And later on, the Lord said to Abraham, in you and in your seed, descendant, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Chapter 22, verse 18. So, in you, in Abraham, in your seed, Isaac. Now, to Isaac, Lord said, in your seed, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Chapter 26, verse 4. Now here, Isaac's seed to Jacob said, your seed in you and your seed, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Who is the seed? In New Testament, Apostle Paul said, when God told Abraham, in your seed, God didn't say plural. God said, seed, singular, one person, that is the Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. And we know that is the promise of Messiah, the Savior of the miserable sinners, hopeless, helpless sinners like Adam, his wife, and all human race after him. Jacob is not exception to that miserable human being. To him, Yahweh one-sidedly appeared in his dream that was uncontrolled of Jacob. And Yahweh promised him, as I promised to your grandpa, your father, now you and your descendant, the seed, and in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Apostle Paul, Galatians chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, said, the seed is you, Galatians, because of faith, Abraham believed God's promise to him. Of the same faith you believed with Abraham, God's promise of that seed, blessing flowing from that seed, and you are also blessed with Abraham. Also in the seed, Christ Jesus, you are blessed. To Jacob, God said, Jacob, your descendant, your seed, in him, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Wow, Jacob, yes, apparently, he is going to Haran, Bethlehem, Aram, to his mother's hometown, to get a wife. But here, still, more than 1 month journey ahead of him left. Early part of his journey, long journey, more than 562 miles, long journey. At the beginning of the stage, Lord abruptly appeared to him in the dream and gave him assuring promise. You and your descendant. It means Jacob will get wife and will have baby boy, and that will become large in number like the dust of the earth. And then in Jacob and in his seed, that son, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Jacob is not anymore be killed by his brother Esau. Jacob is going to be alive. How? Let's hear what the Lord said. Behold, I am with you. I will keep you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land. The three things God promised with three verbs. I am with you. I'll keep you wherever you go. Three. I'll bring you back to this land. Why? Because I am God. What kind of God? I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. That is the name of Yahweh. I am what I am. I am eternal. I am faithful. I am truthful to my name. That's what Yahweh promised Jacob, who is unworthy of Yahweh's promise. But Yahweh promised already in the Garden of Eden to his grandpa Abraham, to his father Isaac. So, for their sakes, for the sake of Yahweh's own honor, appeared to this cheater, theft, deceiver, Jacob, and promised him abundant blessing. You know, literal blessing. God's covenantal blessing is based upon God's own name, God's own sovereign power, God's own authentic authority. Nobody can challenge it. Whether anyone can believe it or not is up to him or up to her. But Jacob, let's see how he responds. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely Lord is in this place. I did not know it. Very infant stage of belief in Yahweh. Personal experience now he is having. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. It is Jacob's limited, narrow view of Yahweh. He thinks, here he can meet Yahweh. This is the place of Yahweh where he dwells. That is not completely accurate, but knowing his limited personal experience of Yahweh, in a sense, it's true. To us, living in 21st century, wherever we go, we are living in God's presence. Wherever you are, we are living in the dwelling place of God. Because the whole earth is God's place, God's house. Whole earth is gate of heaven. In the end, after God burned through all the earth and heaven, he will renew new heaven and new earth. See, then whole cosmos, this earth will become God's dwelling place. We have that understanding of God's house. But to Jacob, knowing his background, limited experience of personal life with God, it is overwhelming. Gave him real kick, push, It is purely grace of God. Why it is important event, not only for Jacob's life, but also for us as Christians, children of God, because we are all like Jacob, deceiver, self-centered, using God's name for our own good. Yet, in the seed of woman, seed of Abraham, seed of Isaac, seed of Jacob, the Christ Jesus, for his sake, we are granted righteous. For his sake, we are righteous, like Abraham in his faith in God's promise, Jacob in his faith in God's promise, we in our faith in God's promise, fulfilled, crucified, dead, buried, and risen again, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord promised Jacob, he will be his guide, he will be his provider, he will be his protector, until he will accomplish all his promise to Jacob. Indeed, that's what Yahweh did to Jacob. And he will do the same to each one of us. We, as Christians, we are the seed of Abraham. We are part of the body of the seed, Jesus Christ. And what kind of life should we live here? Unlike primitive understanding of Jacob about Yahweh, we have clear understanding of Yahweh in Jesus Christ. We are living wherever we go, whatever we do, in the presence of God. Wherever we are, that is the place of God, dwelling place, house of God. That is the gate of heaven, because God, the Holy Spirit, is indwelling us, making us not only recipients of, you know, letter blessing through Jesus Christ, but also through us, overflowing blessing, blessing of the Holy Spirit, blessing of the salvation, will reach out the remnant of God's elect in our generation. Not only recipients of God's blessing, now God makes us messengers of such blessing. Yes, we are ambassadors, messengers of such great gospel. That's why St. Paul said, God preached Abraham when in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. God said, that's content of good news gospel. The same content. Now we heard that. We experienced. Now each one of us in our world, in our deed, should be living, preaching good news of God. May the Lord continue to bless us so that in our lifetime, the remnant of elect people of God, whoever they could be, come in contact with us and get that good news through our deed and speech, that they may be converted to God. May God receive glory, gratitude from us, from those who come to know God through our messenger's life. We are all living in the presence of God, as God promised to Jacob. We are living in His presence. Amen.